Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
All right, let's do it. Episode 136 of A Wild Podcast has appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am your host, Jim Miscardi, and joined by my best friends of this show, Megan Peters and Christian Hoffer.
Nice caveat there. Best friends of the show. I see how it is.
There was a giant asterisk. If you couldn't,
I don't know what you're talking about. There have been plenty of other people that we've had on this show, and of the people we've had on this show, you two are my favorite and best friends.
I'll accept it. Gosh. Those terms are acceptable to me.
You being the godfather of my newborn daughter is off, Jim. It's off.
There you go. Just write that
if
off.
If you're new here, this is pretty much what the show is like almost all the time, basically. Except we generally have a more focused conversation around Pokemon. We all love Pokemon here. We cover the news and then we do some deep dives, and then Christian gives us a Pokemon fact of the week. We do this show live every Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. I did it backwards. I usually do the Eastern, but whatever. Anyway, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Usually 5, 6, or 7 across the pond, depending on what time of year it is. And then we love getting involved or love chatting with the folks that have live. It doesn't mean we don't like our listeners who only listen to us in podcast form any less, because usually you guys hit us up on Twitter at PokemonPodCB is the handle for the account. We love hearing from you. We love hearing all your catches and trading card pulls and everything in between. So we'll jump right into it. We actually had a surprisingly big-ish week as far as Pokemon news is concerned. But I think what we'll start, we're gonna build here. We're gonna start with some of the smallest stuff, and we're gonna get to some of the bigger stuff. So we'll start with the Pokemon Go holiday event announcement. We knew this was coming, but now we have the full-on details of what that is. Christian,
so the most important thing about this event is that Bergmite and Avalug are coming to the game. It's the typical two-part event. We're getting some new costumed Pokemon. We're getting handful of new Pokemon, and we're getting a bunch
of costumed Pokemon.
Yeah. Although I will say, when they said what the costumed Pokemon was, I was like, "Oh, Megan's gonna love this because it's Glaceon." We're getting a costumed Glaceon this year.
What are they wearing?
It's a little cape. It's a cute little cape.
Oh, and I love it.
And Spheal is also is also going and wearing like a little holiday scarf, but yeah. So those are the big those are the big ones. we're getting holiday Glaceon, holiday Spheal, Avalug, and of course Bergmite. So starting December 16th, which is this Thursday, a bunch of the ice type Pokemon are going to start rolling out. Alolan Sandshrew and Cryogonal will be the rare ones. There'll be some changes in the raids.
Olmec says we have a new shiny as well.
There's, I think, all of the I forget exactly which ones are the shinies. All the costumed Pokemon are going to be shiny this time around.
Oh, okay.
I think is new.
Yes.
Shiny costumed Glaceon, yes, please.
This is truly a dream come true for me. Truly.
Yeah, and Kyurem, which we already knew was shiny, because, you know, they announced that, you know, that was getting added as a shiny. I guess, yeah, this is their, it's time in the rotation. It's a lot. Basically, it's a lot. But
people are going to be at home trying to avoid their parents and families and all that jazz. So fire up your mobile devices and go catch some Pokemon.
Yep. So, like I said, it's, and, you know, lots of bonuses too. There and new avatar items and just a bunch of stuff. Bunch. It's a lot. You're getting egg incubators every day when you know, rotate a Pokestop or you spin a Pokestop. You're getting increased trade distances. Delibird is going to be field research encounters, collection challenge. Oh, that's the other big thing. Jeez, I totally forgot about that. They're, you know, Galarian Mr. Mime is going to be available for free for the first time in this game. So last year, Galarian Mr. Mime was added, but you had to pay like $5 for this special research. This time around, if
Galarian
you complete
Mr. Mime doesn't count as normal Mr. Mime in the Pokedex, right?
It does. It's the same Pokedex number.
Is it?
Just, yeah.
So if I catch a, wait, is it going to be available stateside?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if I get a Galarian Mr. Mime, that'll complete my Pokedex?
Yes. I mean, Jim, didn't you complete the Pokedex back in February of this year during the Pokemon Go Fest in which you had the opportunity to catch all...
I missed out on Mr. Mime?
Yeah.
Oh, we had, man.
Like, and then we've literally spent the last couple weeks talking about how I need to get an egg, a Mr. Mime egg, and I haven't been able to get a Mr. Mime egg.
Yeah.
And I don't have a Mr. Mime.
Jim's been in deep mourning since he missed out on that.
I totally forgot about that conversation. That
Chat remembers.
Hey, Jim, have you gotten a Charizard yet in Pokemon Go?
Oh, God. This will never end.
Okay, three. I have three. I even have a shiny one, okay? Leave me alone.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. This is literally never going to end.
But yeah, so yeah, I totally forgot. That's how big of an event this is. And don't forget, there's also the Community Day, which is also happening this coming weekend.
I think
it's this coming weekend, right? Yeah. It's this weekend.
Basically,
oh, man, too much Pokemon news.
Niantic was basically like, look, I know you're busy. I know the holidays are coming. But look, I really just need you and me to carve out some time
to
spend
with
each other.
It's like a marketing firm at the end of the year that just needs to, like, we have to spend this money, so just put it all out. Let's go. It's the end of the year. We saved it.
That reminds me of the other thing. I haven't even gotten a chance to write it up. Niantic is running a secret event.
What?
They released a commercial, and it starts an ARG game. Yeah, there's a whole secret, like, you know, scavenger hunt, which, you know, there's like fake websites and stuff like that. It's all to build a QR code that leads to a Google form that allows you to enter, you know, in for, like, you get to go to all the Niantic live events for free. They're going to fly you around to all of them.
Oh, my God.
So,
that's pretty cool.
So,
yeah, literally, Niantic needed to spend the rest of its, like, marketing budget.
Well, the thing is,
fly people. You get a
Let's
flight.
Let's go.
You get a flight. Like, okay.
That's one way.
They won't give us this budget next year if we don't spend it.
I'm terrible at scavenger hunts, but, like, I would 900% try that.
Yeah, well, it's one of those online
scavenger
hunts.
You usually just let the internet do half the work for you.
That's the only reason I knew about it. I entered it in without doing any work whatsoever.
How based would it be if you win? You're the one who gets loaned all these events. Man, exclusive coverage here only at a Wild Podcast has appeared. That fingers crossed, man. Fingers crossed.
But yeah, so there's a secret thing. We'll have coverage about that on Comic Book here in the coming days. I've just been busy, you know, holding a baby and all that stuff.
And then in more giveaway news, we're getting a little bit more. We're getting some more from Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. And I don't know who cares anymore.
My wife cares. She started playing this.
Yeah.
We had this conversation last week that, like, a bunch of people are going to pick it up over the holidays and people will care about it for 2 weeks and then forget.
Yeah. I went to Target this weekend, which was a terrible idea because shopping. But when I tell you there were so many people in the electronics section buying Diamond and Pearl for Christmas for their kids, it was
really
Yeah, I helped this like one older man try to figure out which one he should get for his grandson. And he was like, are they different games? And I was like, okay, let me explain this to you. And he was like, I can't call him. But yeah, I saw a ton of people.
Just show him the different boxes and say, which one do you think he like? Which Pokemon do you think he likes better?
Basically, that's what I did. He ended up getting Pearl. So I was like, excellent decision. But yeah, I saw a ton of people.
I went and bought a 2-pack over the weekend to give to the neighbor kids. So I'm giving one diamond and the other pearl. So yeah.
Just spreading the Pokemon.
And you got them a link cable too, right?
No, you know, like a 100-foot one. So
yeah, talk about real social distancing.
And like I said, Darcy started playing. And like the funny thing is because, you know, little inside baseball for a second, but I had to buy a new Switch in order to review this Pokemon game. So it didn't have any of the save data from Pokemon Let's Go or Pokemon Sword and Shield. So I didn't get Mew and Jirachi. And so my wife, you know, pulls it up on our normal Switch and she's like, oh, I'm going to go and get myself this Jirachi. Hey, look, I've got Jirachi and Mew on my team. I'm like,
Christian.
Wow. That shows how
good Lord
is with a newborn child, but two, how strongly he feels about missing out on those two Pokemon.
I mean, thankfully it was mostly muffled, but
you realize it after like
so embarrassed right now.
This is why we can't do anything. What if we can't have nice things?
I've fallen this like podcast and three. So
thank you. Nick is in the producer desk. Bad word warning from the desk.
That's it.
Thank you, Nick.
Pack it up. I guess this is when
we almost went all year without one. We almost went a full year and literally with 2 weeks left. 2 weeks.
The thing that made it happen was Pokemon Diamond and Pearl remake.
You know what? Rightfully so.
There was so much news this year we could have dropped an F-bomb for. And this. Oh yes.
That's it. You wasted the one bomb a year on
Pokemon Brilliant Diamond.
On Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
Oh man, I can't
sorry,
believe
in the
it.
Chat to everyone who is saying that their innocent ears have been ruined. I'm so sorry. Honestly. Please write all of your complaints to Christian.
Everyone Hopper. Comes to this show expecting a family fun environment.
Yeah.
Christian ruined Christmas.
Wow. There we go.
Anyway. I apologize to our producer for, you know, having to edit that out in post. The first edit we've had to make this year. Just get that
Lewis, reset the clock. 0 days. Now we're off track. Welcome to a wild podcast has appeared tangent.
Basically, crying, what you guys. Missed is that Christian Hopper doesn't have Jirachi or Mew in his save file, but now his
That's
wife
right.
does.
And you know so. What? Now, and you know what? Now I don't feel bad for him.
It was truly a deserved situation.
Now I don't feel bad for him. All right, let's move on to the next topic. Ash kind of gets a Haunter.
Yeah, it's we're still in the Pokemon multiverse. Blown up a lot on Twitter, people talking about how interesting it has been to see Ash, you know, chill with Ash and Dawn to be with Dawn. But basically in this multiverse that opened when Ash went into it, in this universe that they've entered, basically all Pokemon become progressively, you know, lower leveled until they're all basically in eggs. And so when our Ash entered this universe, he has Gengar and his Gengar was like, nope, I can't withstand form, and he de-evolved into Haunter.
Reverse Benjamin Button right there is basically what's going on here.
It's his Gengar, but Gengar turned into Haunter. So it's kind of, you know, he almost had Haunter way back in the day. They were like friends, but, you know, it was never actually Ash's Haunter. Now it's technically Gengar, but still a Haunter. This also happens.
If Ash pulls out his Pokedex, there's going to be a Pokeball next to Haunter as credit for him.
We're eventually going to get down to Ghastly if this kept going on. He would turn into Ghastly, I'm assuming. you know, it's the same thing that happened. You know, he went from Dragonite to Dragonair to Eevee. So, Ash's Pokemon were de-evolving. Pikachu has not turned into Pichu, though. Let's make that,
Well, because I mean, Pikachu is so powerful. I mean, look, it may happen, but he's so powerful that he's able to withstand time.
They're just dialing down, like Pikachu's levels. And like Pikachu's just standing there. It's like, oh, you're just going to make me less OP? Like, whatever.
Yeah. Like, I have plot armor. You cannot touch me. That's basically that. But Ash has a Haunter now, but really it's Gengar. So once this multiverse is all, you know, patched up and those portals disappear and our two Ashes go their separate way, Haunter in our universe, the main universe, will become Gengar again. So.
I can't remember. Is Gastly one of the ghost Pokemon that like derive its being from dead people, or?
Do. They're ghosts, Jim.
Pokemon are made. But that's what I mean. So, like, is that like? Do we get like if Gastly devolves, he becomes a person again?
Oh
or
my god!
A zombie?
I didn't even think about that.
Right?
Wait, what?
Oh wait. Okay. So I just pulled up. I just pulled up Gastly. And I've never read this before. I can't believe you're getting a bonus PokeFact of the week. I can't believe we didn't cover this. Pokemon Ultra Moon. Poisonous gas comprises 95% of its body. It's said that the remaining 5% is made up of the souls of those who died from the gas.
Are you kidding me? Those are people who were gassed to death.
Yeah. So Gastly poisons people to death. It like floats over, like suffocates them to death, and then consumes their soul and incorporates it into their being.
That's what I mean. So like when Gastly de-evolves, it's going to be like the snap all over. The snap all over again. People are just going to pop out of thin air.
Wait, there are so many Gastly.
Their essence are going to come back.
How many people have been gassed in the Pokemon universe and murdered?
Did you hear what this morning Elon Musk is telling us that like there's not enough people in the world kind of thing? Wrong, because there's clearly a ton of Gastly. And so there's just all these people are just going to pop right on back.
I'm
horrified.
When Gengar devolves into Gastly and they return to like the like real world,
yeah,
Gastly just like runs out before it like can turn back into Gengar and gasses his old trainer.
Oh
my gosh. What? Right. I'm legitimately horrified. Upset.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
Jeez. this is an episode.
Not the conversation we thought we were gonna have today, but no, here we are. So,
we live in a society.
Yeah.
This is the society we're in now. You're welcome.
Whew. How do you even transition out of that one?
I got nothing. I'm not the. I mean, I yep. I certainly was not the one.
No. Oh, I know how we transitioned out of this one, Megan. We were talking before the show, and you were telling everyone because we don't have any Pokemon card news on the docket today. Megan apparently hit the motherload.
I hit the jackpot.
A Pokemon cards. And so, if you've got one of these in your area, what Megan's about to tell you, you better go out and go find them because you may be finding something very similar. Megan, tell us about your haul.
We know that there are stores that exist that sell returns from like Amazon, other places. There's also a store chain, at least where I live in Tennessee, that's called Dirt Cheap. And they sell, you know, overstock, return items, various other accoutrements from Targets, GameStop, etc. Well, for Christmas, they always put in a bunch of toys. They had a ton of Pokemon stuff when I went this past weekend, including an entire like 8-set pack of like the Elite Trainer boxes, completely unopened, completely full, nothing missing. As you can see, they normally retail for like $30-something. This was at Dirt Cheap for $15. It was then 60% off. So I got like 8 complete Elite Trainer boxes for Chilling Rain, Celebration, a bunch of other,
you know, got a Celebrations set. Elite Trainer box? Holy smokes.
Yeah, there's the Eevee one. I mean, like for like $6. I got them completely. I opened them in the store because I was like, they're just empty. They have to be empty. I got a ton of Pokemon cards. Unfortunately, I cannot open them until Christmas because they are a Christmas present for me. So on Christmas, please expect my Twitter to just be full of videos of me opening you know, Elite Trainer boxes because I'm looking for EV cards. I'm looking for so many things. And also, they had a bunch of like Jazzwear toys, which before in a previous episode, we've said those are great Christmas presents if you're looking for some. They had special Jazzwear articulate Charizard.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, like he can like fly and stuff. There's like a stand, so like he can do like all this cool stuff. You can take him off if you want to like do it regularly. And yeah, he's normally like $25 at Target apparently, and he was there for like $5. So there's a dirt cheap near you. I suggest checking it out.
So we've been going through the Pokemon Advent calendar.
They had those as there as well. I got several of them for $4.
And you know, I've enjoyed the little Jazzwear. These are not the articulate ones. They're just the little like, you know, figures. But you know, the one thing that cracks me up about them is I cannot believe that like, you know, you have to really tug those stupid figures out of the Advent calendar. It has been a pain in the butt to get every single one of those. They do not want you stealing those.
Oh yeah. Correct. They had a bunch of those at Dirt Cheap. I think they were like $5 each. I bought several for myself for the next few years on Christmas so I can open up many of them. But also I gave some to several of my friends. And they're very nice. 10 out of 10. I also have several Lego advent calendars for like Marvel and Harry Potter. So just nerded it up this year. If there is one of those places near you, a Dirt Cheap, I know here in Tennessee, there's one in Murfreesboro. There's one in, you know, Madison near Nashville. I know the chain exists outside of Tennessee as well. So definitely there's one near you. Check it out.
I need to point out, Argallo, I see your comment in chat and I don't appreciate it.
I do appreciate it. I appreciate it very much.
If you don't know, Argallo says, careful, Megan. Jim is going to come to your house with his red wagon ready to make a deal. And honestly, I would love that. If we want to like negotiate a deal for some of these elite, you know, trader box sets, I'm sure we could figure something out.
You know what's so funny? I was thinking the other day, friend of the show, we're looking to have him on in the early part of next year, but Leonhardt is doing he's like opening like a pop-up shop basically where like you're going to be able to get base level booster packs for, you know, what they were on sale in the 90s or whatever. I almost just want to like just, you know, we'll do a Wild Podcast as a peer tour and we'll I'll bring the wagon and I'll put cards out and I'll bring the price guide from 1998 and you know, and that's it. And we'll make some deals. I'll sell the cards for what they were in the price guide in 1998, and it'll be great. And look, and if you want me to sign them, we'll even sign them.
So here's what I'm excited for is that whenever we're able to, as comic book, go to our next in-person convention as a team, to just see Jim walk through the convention like the main like vendor floor with his red wagon behind him, just full of Pokemon cards. And just see how many people stop him.
Pokemon North American Championships are here in Columbus next June.
That's so. It.
Here we go. All right. That's it.
I would say let's do Worlds, but they're in London. So
yeah.
If you see a man walking around with a red wagon full of cards in Columbus at that event, it's a pretty good chance it's just Jim Viscardi.
I love it. All right, we got to take a quick break, but when we get back, we have a whole lot more to talk about, including some surprises coming to Unite and Hisuian Voltorb. All that and more when we're back in 60.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay. Welcome back, everyone. So, two big topics to talk about for the rest of the show. First one is Pokemon Unite. We're getting a holiday event and a pretty big Pokemon is coming to the game. We're getting Dragonite, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Yes, Dragonite will be officially released here this Sunday, this coming Sunday, that is December 19th. It's an all-rounder. Ranged, and the neat thing about Dragonite, we're still waiting to see like the full moves. I think most of them have been data mined, but there's like one move that we're not 100% sure of what it is. One of the cool things is Dragonite's boosted attack, its boosted regular attack, changes as it evolves. When Stratini, it fires a water blast and it like reduces cooldown times and does a little bit of healing. When it's Dragonair, it's a thunder blast and it like briefly stuns the opponent. And then when it's Dragonite, it shoots a blast of fire and it just deals extra damage. So it seems Dragonite's move sets are all going to be built around buffing itself, and so that I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be built around buffing its own attacks. So
enjoy that being the new OP Pokemon in Unite for a little while,
for approximately 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. For 2 weeks, everyone's playing as Dragonite.
So the holiday event introduces a new temporary game mode, kind of like I think Halloween had a game mode like this too, where it was just like a temporary thing. So basically, when you get knocked out, you get turned into a snowball, and your snowball still can move around the field, it just can't attack. So, and then when it like spawns back, you pop up. So instead of starting in the same spot every time, starting back at your like home base, you can still move around the screen. You just basically get knocked out. Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead, Megan.
I was going to say in the comment, I like that Nightfire says, so can people throw you when you're a snowball?
I think people can push you around.
Oh, all right.
If someone can make you into like a snowball, I want that kind of interactivity from this.
Go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, do we know, like, are there going to be new foils and stuff? Or, I mean, I assume they're going to be, but like...
Yeah, there will be new costumes. There's a bunch of holiday costumes and avatar items. Also, they swapped out, you probably have noticed if you've played in the last few days, they swapped out all the Pokemon. Like, so Remote Island, the main island, got an overlay, and they swapped out all the normal Pokemon with, ice type Pokemon, basically.
Yep.
Including Articuno is, replace Zapdos. So,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's
interesting. I know you guys are on again, off game players, but have you, either of you try Gardevoir yet?
No, I have not. Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
how did that go?
well, it's the recommended player level is the high one, the expert or whatever. So she definitely is a tougher play for sure. But I was getting my butt handed to me by a lot of Gardevoir players over the the last couple of matches I played. But so I'll be curious. Like I said, like it'll be curious to see how she gets fixed, basically, in the game. But I can see why people would want to play her, because like if you get a few good hits and whatnot, like it's good and it feels great. When you're on the receiving end, it's like, oh no, thank you.
Well, and she's got those zone attacks, right? So it's all about predicting where people are going to be and then just unleashing those things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like I had one that was just like hanging out around where, you know, most of the combies and whatnot were all hanging out, and it's just like you can barely get, like if there's a Gardevoir hanging out over there, you barely are touching them. So yeah, I mean, she works great as a, you know, as a great defender as well, just either anticipating, you know, where some folks are going to come in from. But it's interesting. So I'll be curious. I mean, like I said, I'm excited for Dragonite. Look, we're getting these new Pokemon at a much greater clip than I anticipated. And I almost wonder, like, if this is just going to be if this is just a run that they're on, and in like 4 months, then like, that's it. Then we're going to get one new Pokemon every like 6 months, basically, or what. But I love it.
So they seem to be releasing 3 Pokemon for every season pass. So yes, that seems to be the rate. So I think that's the big question is, you know, are they going to slow down the season pass releases at all? You know, and like cycle down their seasons and make the seasons a little bit longer, because, you know, people kind of figured out that seems to be the release schedule, is it's based on season passes. Right. So
we'll see. Anyway, let's talk about the big thing this week.
Mm-hmm.
Hisuian Voltorb.
Yep.
The sweet cherub angel.
Yep. So obviously new Pokemon for Pokemon Legends Arceus. A couple of interesting things about this. First of all, we got another clever reveal. A ball guy showed up, making his grand return to the Pokemon franchise after a couple of years of being MIA. He was, I don't know, exploring the multiverse or the timeline.
Yeah, well, I accept that as an answer.
So he did a surprise takeover on like Wednesday night at like 8 p.m. and he was like, "Hey guys, it's Ball Guy. I'm back. Hey, I dropped my balls. Can you pick them up for me?"
Jeez.
That's what he said. He said he dropped his balls.
Yeah, that is literally what he did.
He literally was like, "Guys, I'm sorry. I dropped my balls all over the website. My balls are all over the Pokemon website." What? And so when you went to the Pokemon Legends website, sure enough, there were a bunch of Pokeballs, including our first look at Great Balls. I think we had already seen what the heavy balls look like. But, you know, first look at the Great Balls, and they were kind of like spread out in front of the screen. And so if you clicked on them, you start picking up Ball Guy's balls, and suddenly one of them would start to shake and they would explode. You know, so one of Ball Guy's balls would just explode, which is terrible. That's an awful, horrible thing. And so we were kind of wondering, why are Ball Guy's balls exploding? And, a day later, we discovered that, Ball Guy's like, "Hey, you picked up all my balls. As a surprise, here's a new Pokemon reveal. It's Voltorb." And he looks so happy, and he doesn't know social cues. He's basically, you know, another relatable millennial Pokemon.
Hisuian Voltorb, literally my favorite thing is everyone like reacted to him was like, "One of us, one of us." Like, Hisuian Voltorb is my new Sobble. Like, he's just so happy to be invited. If he's invited, he'll just show up. Like,
it just makes you think, though, what has happened to Voltorb that by the time we get to the original games, they are just angry. Oh, that's it. Maybe that's it.
We know what happens. The description on the website, it explains.
Yeah.
Okay. So that so you know, like he looks like a Pokeball, so he has a little hole in the top of his head, and mm-hmm. it's packed with seeds. So the just as a note, Hisuian Voltorb is a electric grass type Pokemon, which is the first mm-hmm. time that we've had that typing that's not Rotom. You know, so you know, Rotom had his Mo form, but this is the first time that we've had a Pokemon have this as its permanent typing. Mm-hmm. So Voltorb has a bunch of seeds. It's very happy, very friendly. However, when it gets excited, it, you know, blasts electricity and it frequently shocks people. And because of that, Hisuian Voltorb is considered to be a nuisance. And there are tales of people temporarily plugging the hole on Voltorb's head and kicking it out of settlements. And that is how Voltorb decides to start blowing up people at the slightest provocation.
Yeah, Hisuian Voltorb was basically like just like a normal kid, basically Naruto, just like a young kid, and then was ostracized by everyone around him and his village mm-hmm. and kicked out, and just like continued to get kicked out time and again and again and again. And so it weaponized, I guess, eventually over the years, by the time we were introduced to kind of like the first gen Pokemon that we know, is you know, Voltorb just weaponized its electricity because it hated humans for how humans treated Voltorb. So,
and we and other Pokemon treat them like, you know, treat them poorly too, because they released a stop motion animation mm-hmm. as part of like the reveal, and it was, you know, Voltorb's hanging out with Pikachu and Sfeel and Banary, and you know the other three are like, hey, look at us, we have limbs, we're going to pick berries, and Voltorb's like, I don't have limbs, but I'm participating, and mm-hmm. then he's like, oh, I'm going to go and eat, you know, some of these berries, and Pikachu gets mad at him, and Sfeel starts crying, and there's all this like drama, and Voltorb's like, guys, I don't know what you want me to do. I literally don't have limbs. Like, I cannot contribute meaningfully to this conversation or to this activity, but you invited me, so I participated, and yet I'm not supposed to eat the berries?
Yeah.
And that is how
it's completely selfish. Like honestly, you feel so bad for Hisuian Voltorb. Like, he, like, it's just had the worst luck. Like, it's interesting, and it has also made me, like, actually low-key think pretty intensely on, like, how prejudice works within the Pokemon universe, both, like, humans to Pokemon and Pokemon to Pokemon. Because, obviously, these Pokemon are intelligent. We've seen Ash's Pikachu. Like, they're able to discern judgment about other characters. And so, like, It in the chat, everyone is railing on Pikachu for being mean to Voltorb, but like, it really has kind of brought up this question of like, how does that change or maybe impact a narrative of Pokemon that you've not thought of before? You know, the darker side of Pokemon that we often discuss. But yeah, I just want to like protect Voltorb. Like, when I play Arceus, when I play Legends, like, I'm just going to,
I want nothing but Voltorb.
Yeah, like, that's all I want. That's literally it. Like, I need to
I'm going to start a Voltorb sanctuary.
Yeah, that's going to be what I do. Like, he's just so excited. And, like, I'm so sorry. When he gets excited, he electrocutes people. He's not doing it on purpose.
He just can't control himself.
He's just
it's like
happy.
An excitable bladder.
He's just a happy little man. Just
it's interesting. I like the design choices for this one too, right? Like, mm-hmm. we know like the Pokeballs were made out of wood and whatnot, and so to like see kind of the wood grain there. I love the eyebrows that he's got mm-hmm. That they've got. It's just it's an all around really fun design as well as, you know, just with the backstory and stuff there. So I'm here for it.
I'm curious how the seeds might play further into everything, because it kind of just sounds like he rattles around with all those seeds inside of and him that come out of the top of his head. I'm curious to see how that works out moving forward, but that is Hisuian Voltorb is officially somebody that I must protect now with everything in my being.
There was a cool thing that we saw in the reveal trailer for Hisuian Voltorb, and it showed you know, the trainer character. And she's kind of like kneeled around, and there's a bunch of Voltorbs all around her, but there's size differentiation in the game. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, in the wild Pokemon, you know, some are, you know, and in Pokemon Go, you know, some Pokemon mm-hmm. are larger than others, and you know, but they're all the same size on the map. Well, in Pokemon Legends, some Pokemon are larger than others, and you can actually see the difference in the
map. That's cool.
Which I thought that was really cool. And that kind of relates to what we know about the game. Because, you know, a large part of this game is going to be, you know, going and encountering the same Pokemon over and over and over again in order to, like, discern bits about its, about its personality, and because it's all about building the Pokedex. I thought that was like a really cool thing.
All right. Well, let's move on to the Pokemon fact of the week.
So we're to Girafarig. For those of you who, if you've listened to the podcast, you know this. Pokemon Gold and Silver had a beta version that, you know, has been leaked and partially data mined and all that stuff. So we've seen a lot of early examples of different Pokemon. Girafarig is one of those. And, originally, now Girafarig, because it's, you know, it's a play on a palindrome, you know, it has the secondary head and they make a big deal. Well, the second head, you know, isn't just, you know, it's not a full head. It doesn't have the full brain or anything like that. You know, but it's got enough that, you know, to know that it can, like, bite at you if it gets too close. The original design for Girafarig actually has, you know, two full heads. It's straight up a palindrome Pokemon.
I had no idea until just now that Girafarig was a palindrome.
Yep.
Just learned that today. Just now.
It's a weird word.
I even went to go pull up the actual name of the spelling just to make sure Christian wasn't messing with me. And sure enough, he was not. I had no idea.
I mean, it's got two heads, Jim. It's, you know,
I get it now.
That's the shtick.
I get it.
There you go.
It's also interesting that as I was researching this, that in those data mines or in a previous interview, it has been confirmed that there was supposed to be a pre-evolution for Girafarig, which I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this, but Suinsu was going to be the name, the Japanese name. Obviously, it never got to the point that an English name was created. But Suinsu, which in Japanese literally means twins. So, you know, I'm assuming it would have just been a tinier version of the giraffe with two heads. But I think it was cool that there was supposed to be, you know, controversial, I know, but I love all baby type Pokemon, even though I know that they are, you know, fundamentally useless in battle. They're just so stinking cute. So I would definitely not have minded if we still got, you know, baby Girafarig, but, you know, I accept that we can't have baby Pokemon for everything, which is upsetting.
There's one of the entries has me kind of giggling because it reminds me of something that happened in wrestling not too long ago. But in Emerald, it says a Girafarig is a herbivore. It eats grass and tree shoots. While it's eating, its tail makes chewing and swallowing motions as if it were also eating. And it reminded me of the time where Miz and Damian Sandow were a team. And where if the Miz was in the ring, Sandow would, like, mimic the actions that was happening to the Miz. If you're a wrestling fan at all and you miss this thing, go look it up because it's some of the best. It's one of the best shticks I think I've seen. I remember in a while, but I just imagine that now with the Girafarig tail doing that. So, there you go. Well, there's that. So.
Yeah, well, we could have had what could have been, but maybe ultimately did not happen.
Maybe we will still one these days, as you know.
Maybe they'll still plenty of time.
Pokemon Legends,
you know what,
Cresselia or something like that.
Yep.
Man, that just reminds me. Can you imagine if Pokemon Legends continues to be a thing and they're like, yeah, we're going to do Cresselia next. Like, get ready for a bunch of Moon Goddess stuff, guys.
Just give me a literal Sailor Moon Pokemon, and that's all I ask. That's all I want. That's it.
That would be incredible. I'm out.
That will be Jinx's region, you know.
Oh my gosh, Johnny! Why did you put that into the world? Because now there's gonna be fan art made, and now I'm uncomfortable.
Oh man!
If any of you do fan art of Sailor Moon Jinx crossover, that's something I need you to tag me in immediately. Like, I'll be okay. I'll recover, but like, I need to see it.
Well, let's get let's wrap this one up. We got two more episodes left this year, which and then we head into 2020. It's kind of amazing how fast this year has gone.
It's amazing. We've survived another year.
Whew. A whole
lot of
other
Pokemon
year.
News.
A lot of Pokemon news. Again, next year will be the year that we are, you know, all fingers crossed, are back in the office and able to do a bunch more fun, cool stuff. And so, you know, there are a bunch of you waiting for shirts and stuff out there, and we're eager to get back in there and get some of that stuff out to you as well. I should be getting my new stickers this week or next week as well. So we'll have that, those as well. Anyway, if you're thinking to yourself, hey, how do I... what is a great way for me to help support the show? One of the best ways to do it, head on over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. And if we read it on the air, we'll send you something sweet. Otherwise, just follow us, you know, on Twitter, and just, you know, or like take the podcast link and share it in your, any Pokemon groups that you're in, maybe subreddits or Discords, or Facebook groups, etc. Those are all great ways to help, support the show. I think I was gonna try and pull up and see if we had any new reviews, and then my browser crapped out on me, and so that's not gonna happen. We'll do that next week. Oh, actually no, I lied.
Yeah.
I think we have one from Jake Raven 86. Well, let me see the full thing. Never mind. Must listen to podcast for any Pokemon fan. I really enjoy the podcast. It's entertaining and informative and makes my work commute much more bearable. Keep up the great work. Pokemon trainer Shuri. Thank you.
Hey, we will do.
Absolutely. Otherwise, like I said, you can follow us at PokemonPodCB, or you can follow us live on Twitch, twitch.tv/comicbook. And then I am at Jim Biscardi, Christian's at Seehofer C Bus. And Megan is at Megan Peters CB. Reset the counter on the F-bombs.
I know, man.
We'll see how long we go this time. Maybe a full year. We'll see.
If we're lucky, maybe a full week.
That's right. And so
just wait until Pokemon Legends comes out and we discover more horrifying things.
That's right.
That's the episode we're gonna have to have an after dark episode where we just lose it.
Chat's already placing bets. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Otherwise, like I said, until next week, folks. I hope you have great shiny luck, and we'll catch you next week. See you later.